Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
둘, 셋, 파! 안녕하세요! 반찬소년단입니다!
We need to talk about this video that you sent me earlier.
Yeah. Well, the video, the tweet that Halsey made, the video that she tweeted out.
Yeah.
There's there's a lot happening in it.
There's so much happening in it. I wasn't even paying attention to Twitter, so I didn't even see it. So when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, cool. They put out a video of their handshake, but...
Yeah. Well, she had tweeted out before that she was going to share the full handshake with us.
Right.
And we didn't know when that was going to happen. And I was kind of secretly hoping it would happen at Billboard, the Billboard Music Awards, that they would perform, or in the middle of the performance, Namjoon and Halsey would do the handshake. I thought that would be really cute.
That would be so cool.
But she tweeted out today the video of their handshake. And guys, if you have not watched it, you need to go to Halsey's Twitter account or just get on Twitter, stan Twitter, because it's been retweeted everywhere. But so much is happening. First off, we get to see the whole handshake, which is really cute. And Namjoon, maybe it's just me, but he seems extremely nervous. And Halsey seems a little nervous, too.
I don't think it's... I mean, I noticed that, too. I don't think it's just you.
Like, the girl who started the video, who was recording it, she was like, okay, let's go. Let's do it. And then Namjoon's like, right now? Go right now? And it just seems so nervous and cute. But there's also a lot of stuff happening in the background with BTS members. We got to talk about Jimin first.
Yeah. I mean, he was play punching, like boxing with a girl who wasn't facing the camera. He was facing the camera.
He was being playful with her.
Being playful, teasing, and smiling, laughing.
She's probably staff.
Yeah. But right as he noticed that there was a camera filming, he pushed her backwards out of the shot and just stood there and watched, and as if he was waiting for it to be over. And that was very interesting to see. I mean,
he deliberately got her out of the video. Yeah. He moved her out of the shot.
Which I think that, they usually keep people's privacy pretty well. I feel like that's a priority no matter,
including the staff. Right. They always blur their faces or whatever.
Yeah, totally. But just for it to show up in something like this where they had also been, being very playful together. I don't know. Interesting.
And then what I noticed, which I actually noticed this before Jimin, is... If you look in the back, you see Jungkook holding Yantan. And of course, right next to him is Taeyang. And Taeyang's petting Tan. And Jungkook is bouncing Yantan in his hands like a baby. It's too cute.
It's Taehyung taking care of their baby. It's adorable.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. Melt our hearts.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, hey, welcome back,
guys. Hey, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Is that your line?
No, I don't know why I started to say it.
I thought you were just going to interrupt me. I was like, hold up, my line.
No, I've never done that before, but yeah.
Too funny. Mm. Yeah. So welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, all I want to do is fucking headbang to Dionysus.
Oh, yes. Or all I want is your love, your love, your love, your touch, your touch, your touch at Mikasa.
Yes. Then you're in the right place. And I cannot wait to talk about the album. But we're doing that next week. We're not doing that this week, you guys. Like, truly.
We so badly want to talk about it because it's all we've been talking about this past week. The album is just so great. But we are going to save it for next week. We'll do our full album review for Map of the Soul Persona.
Yeah. We really just want to give ourselves more time to put into listening to the album together and going through it the way that we always go through it and just spending the time that we need to really make it a worthwhile episode for you guys.
We get a little bit more analytical with album reviews. And so this week we're just going to do the music video, which is a bit more fangirly, which is fun. And we have to talk about it. We have to talk about both.
And we are super excited to talk about the album, but we are very excited to talk about the music video, the Boy With Love music video today. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us, by writing a review on whatever platform you listen on. And then if you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTSpodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated, and we're just glad you all are here listening.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for BTS news, obviously Comeback was this past week. It's been so fun getting new content, getting new music, seeing their new visuals, all of it. So obviously we're going to talk about the music video.
Uh-huh.
Other BTS news is they performed on SNL on this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, they did such a terrific job.
It was incredible.
I couldn't be any prouder. Could not be any more proud of everything that they have accomplished and how far they've come.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. So at SNL, they performed two songs. They performed Mic Drop and they performed Boy With Love. Both of them were exquisite. Like, just, I, like you said, could not be more proud of them. I was blown away the entire time watching. I was smiling. I was literally like giggling with glee because I just could not believe that there they are performing on just a TV show on American television, like on fucking SNL.
Yeah. Like, which has been here since the 1970s. It's been airing since the 1970s. It's just, American television classic. So
huge
they
deal.
Performed Mic Drop, which was unexpected. We didn't expect them to perform a second song. We knew that they would at least be performing Boy With Love, which this was their first stage performance of Boy With Love.
Mm-hmm.
But Mic Drop, not only did they perform Mic Drop, they did the third dance break. And we got to see those amazing body rolls on live American television. How great. We also got to see really great outfits. Like, their fashion is so top-notch, next level, just advanced beyond the fashion industry itself. And then also we got to see Namjoon wearing his outfit from Persona.
Yeah, which you pointed out, and I thought, I didn't even notice. I was like, oh, that outfit is different than normal, but I didn't make the connection. Like, that's the Persona outfit. Yeah. So it was really cool to see him wear that.
I loved their outfits for this Mic Drop performance.
Mm-hmm. Me too. So for their Boy With Love performance, really, like you said, this is the first stage performance that they've done of this song. So this is like their comeback performance. And for the first time, we get to see like all of the choreography put together and really just so many shoulder rolls. Pelvic thrusting in a line, every member behind the other member. Everything was amazing. Everyone's vocals were so stable and so strong.
Yes.
Like, they all did such a wonderful job.
They were all 100% in pitch.
Oh, yeah. They were, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, that. I think that was contributing to, like, just the happiness that I was feeling is not only were they actually there and doing that, but they were doing such a fucking perfect job. Mm-hmm. Like, could not have been better.
They came off very confident.
Yeah. Which is hard to do.
Yeah. Considering how big of an accomplishment this is for them to be this confident while performing. They all looked very happy too. And mm-hmm. You could tell
Taeyong could not stop smiling
the whole time. It was too
He was
cute.
Smiling the whole time. Yeah. He could not
I believe
help
Namjoon
it.
Said that he was nervous, but honestly, mm-hmm. I didn't notice that. I didn't get that at all. They all seemed like they were just so well-versed, well-rehearsed, well-practiced, and they brought it all, and they did such a great job. Such a great accomplishment. Couldn't be any prouder.
So proud of them.
We love you, BTS. Yeah. They deserved
love you.
It.
You deserve everything.
Mm-hmm. So after this, shortly after, we found out that they're going to be performing at Billboard Music Awards with Halsey on May 1st.
Whoop, whoop.
And they're also nominated for a couple categories, not just top social artists. They're also nominees for, what is it, best duo, best band or group?
Top duo slash group. And I think they're in the category, I'll try to remember them, Dan and Shay, Maroon 5, Panic at the Disco, and somebody else. I don't know. I'm sorry for who I'm forgetting. But anyways, with like really big names, mm-hmm. like names that are very well known in the mm-hmm. music industry and even just like in American like pop culture. Like I said to you when I found out about this category, I've been listening to Maroon 5 since I was in second grade.
Yeah.
And now BTS is up against them in like a category for an award. I just think that mm-hmm. that's fucking insane. I can't wrap my head around it. I really Incredible. Hope that they win. And I think it'd
I
be ridiculous
too.
If they didn't.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, that they win it, because it's actually about their music and not so much about their presence in social media, which mm-hmm. they are very prominent in, and they deserve to win that award again because they are just so prominent in social media. But it'd be really great to see them win best group.
Yeah, it would be.
And then lastly, before we get into our content of the week, we just wanted to share with you guys that a lot of our episodes on Spotify are missing. So just to clarify, Spotify, they recently switched over to this kind of new way or new system of uploading, and they want all of our episodes to be in MP3 format. And some of ours are MP3 format, and then some are in a different format. So I don't know when we're going to get all of our episodes back on Spotify. We're going to have to individually upload all of them mm-hmm. with MP3, which is going to take quite some time. So we'll be getting on that. But if you want to listen to other episodes that aren't on Spotify, we're also on Apple Music, Google Play, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Yeah.
Everywhere, you guys. You can listen anywhere else. We're sorry for that inconvenience, but yeah, we will have those episodes back up as soon as possible. Okay, so content of the week, I think it goes almost without saying that for both of us, our content of the week is
the album.
Obviously. I mean, we're not going to talk about it really right now, but we both really enjoy it. We mm-hmm. love it. There's a few songs on there that are definitely favorites, but mm-hmm. I kind of want to save a lot of my feelings about it until next week. I've talked on Twitter, so if you're interested, sometimes I talk about them on Twitter, but like other than that, I kind of want to keep to myself a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the album next week.
Yeah.
But for the meantime, we are going to talk about the Boy With Love official music video.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to start with talking about the setting, where this music video takes place in the various different scenes. So the first setting that we see is like in front of a movie theater, dancing in the road or the parking lot of the movie theater. And it's important to note that the sign on the theater says Persona in big, huge letters.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that we see is like the inside of a diner, and in this diner, windows and booths line the walls, but the floor is clear for them to dance on. We also, while they're inside the diner, see them sitting in or crowding around, or in Jimin's case, sitting on top of the table in a booth. And we just see like a few little clips of that. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know, interesting to note is that you can see mountains in the background out the window.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they filmed all of this, but in front of the movie theater, too. And when you see the behind the scenes for the Boy With Love music video, they are actually outside. And it's just not a pure set. There's an outdoors to it, too. And Jin, it was the one who said, I feel like I'm in Switzerland or something like that, because there are mountains in the background.
Yeah, I wonder where they were. Mm-hmm. It was interesting to find out through the behind the scenes that they were outside. Like when Jordan was like, he asked me, man, where do you think they filmed this? And I was like, oh, probably on a soundstage. Mm-hmm. And to see the behind the scenes where they're outside for a lot of this was so surprising, but it was like so obvious once I saw it.
Yeah. And the lighting is just so great for them.
Yeah. When they're in the
when they're outside and dancing, you can tell that it looks like natural light, but they just, it's just been a while since they've done an outdoor music video.
Yeah.
When they're outside.
Totally. Another little scene that we see is the yellow couch outside on the street. We see like the yellow couch fall from above and all the members kind of running towards it. And we also have a few different scenes that we get to see that we think are on a soundstage. There's definitely like green screen in the behind the scenes. And some of it's just has like some CGI and some editing. So there's one part on a soundstage that's streetlights, and there's like this colorful sunset background, kind of like swirls that are pinks and oranges and purples in the background. It's very beautiful. There's like one street lamp post for every member. And then we also see the inside of the theater and also the stage of the theater a little bit later on.
Yeah. And just kind of a fun fact, a lot of these different scenes that we see, these different sets, they correlate a lot to the movie for Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do,
so
for sure.
You can go and look at, people have made videos online, like on YouTube and on Twitter, of the comparisons between Singing in the Rain and the music video for Boy With Love. You'll notice a lot of the parallels, like the theater and the sign and the piano that Yoongi walks across, etc.
And the outfits.
There's a lot of it. Really cool. Yeah, even the outfits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of outfits, we're going to briefly touch on the outfits that are worn in this music video, but we're not going to get descriptive on each member because we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. So I think the outfit that really stands out right at the beginning is they're all in these bright pink suits. Some of them are in fuchsia pink, some are in lighter pink, but they're all suits. Some are a little bit shiny and sheen, but they look terrific in these pink suits. They look so, so good. And I just love it.
Yeah.
Another outfit that we see is where they're in these white suits or white outfits that all have some sort of yellow accent, whether it be they have a yellow shirt underneath, or I believe Jimin's buckle is yellow. Some of their cuffs are yellow.
J-Hope has like bright yellow shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just accents of yellow. And then another outfit that we see is specifically during the diner scene, we see them in a lot of jean and pastel colored clothing. Mm-hmm. Some of them have jean jackets. They're all pretty much wearing jean pants, and then sweaters or shirts that are light pink or baby blue pastel light colors.
Very spring day.
Mm-hmm. Very spring day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also see at the very end where they are on stage, they all wear different kind of suits and they all are wearing quite different looking things. Like Taeyong is wearing a pink boa and Yoongi is wearing a like bright pink suit jacket with like a black shirt
sparkles,
underneath.
Sparkles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Namjoon is in an all white suit. Jungkook has like a pink flower on this like white shirt that has some sort of brand on it. I mean, they all are wearing something different, but they all look super classy. Okay. So if you guys don't know already how we usually do music videos, because we just love all of the members so, so much, we go in fan chant order and we talk about every single member and basically all the highlights of them throughout the music video.
Yeah, because we have to.
Of course. So we're going to go ahead and start with Namjoon, which I just have to mention, when I was typing Namjoon's name into the Google Doc, I accidentally, I think I was just typing really fast. I typed Manjoon. All I did was switch the M and the N, and I thought, oh, I have to just keep it Manjoon.
It gets me every time I see it, Manjoon.
It was too funny when we were recording, not recording, yeah. Researching.
Yeah.
So in the diner scene, when Jimin is center for the choreography during the Oh my, Namjoon is in the back right of Jimin, and he looks up at the camera just briefly, and he's got this most adorable closed mouth smile. Like, he's just, it's a large smile, but his mouth is closed, which makes it look so subtle and sweet. It's just so brief, but I couldn't help but to mention it. Another thing that we have to focus on is his bleach blonde hair. It looks incredible on him. It's parted so far to the right, and it's kind of like gelled up or pushed up.
Yeah.
And Kayla had to point out that his eyebrows look very strong with this hairdo. And they do stand out, and they look,
you know,
great.
I love a strong brow. It looks good on everyone.
Another part that we love is when we transition into the streetlight setting. Tae, he's singing at this part, but in the back, Namjoon feels the need to stare all of us down and sexily rub his hand through his glorious fucking hair. Like, if you guys haven't seen this part, you need to go to it. It's where like all the lampposts are turning on, and I think all the members are still, but when the lights turn on above them, they all move, and Namjoon's go-to move is just sliding his fingers straight through his gorgeous fucking hair.
Sexy. Amazing. So I need to point out that when Taeyong is singing, Namjoon is kind of flanking him a little bit to his back left, and they lean into each other, and Namjoon is like nodding as he leans in, and he looks down and smiles all at the same time, simultaneously. And it's just really, really cute. Like, you know, we love V-mon.
Really cute Taejoon.
Taejoon. I keep saying V-mon. We do. We love Taejoon. And it's just that we named our ship episode that, and now it's forever stuck in my brain as that.
No. I still call them V-mon.
Yeah. So anyways, I just love that moment. And then I have to point out, you know, me always with the times, right at 3 minutes on the dot, when the boys are all around Halsey's close-up when she sings I Want It, Namjoon is over on the left side of the screen, and he makes a heart with, like, both of his hands. Like, each, like, he forms one half of the heart with either hand. And it's just so cute. It's amazing. Like, he's the only one who does a heart or anything right there, and I love it. Also want to point out that when on the couch, the point when all the members are on the couch with Halsey, we see it like a lot towards the end of the video. Namjoon does a handshake with Halsey, which we've talked about. They do have a full version of it. And Halsey tweeted us saying that she'll show us sometime, which when we did this research, we didn't know that she was ever going to show it or when.
Yeah.
So,
or when, yeah.
Yeah. So now we have seen it. We saw like a little part of it made it into the video.
I think it's just so special that they have a handshake. Like, they took the time to make a handshake together. Really cute. I love it. So Namjoon's verse finally comes towards the end, and this is really the like climax of the song here. And we see all of the members sitting on the couch, just it, and it's just like the silhouettes of them, and their backs are turned to us. And we see them right there in the foreground as the camera goes over them and then zooms in on Namjoon, who appears on the theater stage in front of them. And the way that this is all built up, it really builds Namjoon's verse, and the way that he like slides his fingers across the brim of his hat. It's just like, here he is, the fucking leader. He's
right.
A big deal.
Here to fucking represent. I love how he swipes the brim of his hat with his fingers. When I watched this, I said, that's Neo style. Do you guys know Neo, the rapper? He just like, I don't know, like,
he's too cool. Like
how broad this reference is, but too cool. And he's just coolly rapping on this massive theatrical stage in that all white suit. And he's also using a black umbrella, like as a cane, which references Singing in the Rain, which like when you sent
me
that video.
Did you know that that black umbrella was given to him as a gift by a fan?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is so fucking
cool. He
gifted
that to him, probably after Mono, but I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm like gonna.
I actually waited to share this with you live on the podcast because I had a feeling you didn't know.
So
does that make you want to cry?
That How really thoughtful. Makes me want to cry. Like that, like he's, first of all, an umbrella for Mono.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heart melts.
I don't know about that part, but I just am assuming that.
But yeah, no, that totally, like, if that makes sense, you know, mm-hmm. like, why else would a fan give him an umbrella?
Because it totally rain.
Goes along. Forever Rain. Fuck. Oh my God. You guys go listen to Mono.
Yeah. Stream Mono.
So back to Namjoon with this black umbrella, sexy, amazing, coolly rapping on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We get this close up of his face and we see a singular earring dangling and it kind of glints in the light. Mm. So sexy. Yeah. You know, we love an earring.
Mm-hmm.
He also has this power stance. The camera's like a little, it's either eye level or like maybe a little lower than him. And he is just looking very confident and really taking up a lot of space. And it's just, it's a lot to take in. Mm-hmm. He points the umbrella out towards the members and they all jump up from the couch and run in to join him. And yeah. It's just very, it's a cool visual.
Yeah, he looks so strong, so powerful. He looks very important and influential, mm-hmm. which is exactly everything he is. And I really love how much they highlight his verse here at the end of the music video.
Me too. The last thing that I need to talk about for Namjoon is when it's after they all run up there and they are like, they kind of dance on the stage, but they're standing still on the theater stage, just all looking straight at the camera, deadpan face, like no expression. And Namjoon, in a presentational manner, sweeps his arm across the front of his body as if to be like, here we are, like presenting themselves. And I think that that is, it's such a powerful visual, and they all look incredible right here. And it's right at 3:58, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the camera is lower than their eye line, so it's like they're kind of looking down at us. It's that power stance, but they're very handsome, and it's again just a cool visual to see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, so moving on to Jin. Right before the chorus is about to start, he comes in to the shot from the left. This is like the first close-up of Jin we get. And he comes into the shot from the left and struts towards us, singing his line. And this is the part where all of the boys are behind him in a line, just hip-thrusting onto each other. But he looks so striking and gorgeous and handsome and visual god. We love, we stan.
Yes. He literally, when I first watched this video, I feel like he took my breath away when he came around that corner. Like, he's just so stunning.
Fucking charcoal hair color.
God.
I wish it was darker. I feel like it's like lightening up already.
Yeah.
It needs to go back.
But it is so good.
It looks so great on him. I hope he likes it.
So when he's walking, when he's strutting towards us, the line he's singing is, come be my teacher. And I'm like, fuck. I'll yes. be your teacher. I'll like, your I teacher. Will. I'm qualified. I'm certified. Like, this line to me is extra special.
It's, and it's just too funny that he sings, I'll be your teacher at this part. And of course, this is what you think because you're a teacher. And you're like, yeah, I'm totally qualified.
Yeah.
But not too long after that, after he's just like completely mesmerizing all of us and captivating us, he holds up his fingers, you know, one, two, you're on, you're one, you're two, I think is what he says.
Yeah.
Me being an OT, I can just not get past his swan neck deformity and his two fingers. It's just so prominent and it's obvious. And I just, I'm like, you know what? You can be his teacher. I want to be his therapist and treat him and help him, make him some splints.
Yes.
It's Jen, really, hit us up.
We can help you. I'll teach you. She'll help you with your swan neck deformity.
I'll treat
therapy
you.
Every day. Like, really, this moment is just a huge Jin moment. Like, he doesn't do anything particularly mm-hmm. outlandish. He's not licking his lips or giving us bedroom eyes. He smiles at us and he's just so handsome.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So switching over to the diner scene, which is where the main chorus choreography takes place. During the choreography, they kick out their legs and they move their legs a fair amount. And it really highlights the length of Jin's legs. Like, I know he's tall. We all know he's tall. But they look so elongated and lengthy and sexy. Like, I'm not really into legs all that much, but when I watched the choreography for this research, I thought, wow, his legs look great. And also his choreography skills, his dancing skills here, perfectly in time, perfectly in sync with everyone else. He doesn't even look like he's putting in a lot of effort, even though he is, but he's like gotten to the point of dancing where he looks effortless.
Yeah.
Also have to mention also have to mention his worldwide shoulders. They're rolling all over the place and he's body rolling too. And the part where he's behind Jimin, it's like Jimin is in the main choreography and Jin, I think, is in the back right or back left. During the choreography, they kind of like kick their leg out and they all kind of body roll up. But during that body roll up, Jin like stretches his long neck back and damn, his fucking neck. It's so thick. It's so long. His Adam's apple is just protruding out towards us. He looks so good.
He he's not even trying and he's just doing that.
No. He knows he doesn't have to try to affect us.
I know. So I need to point out, just you guys, if you haven't been paying attention to the background dancing during Hobi's verse, you need to pay attention to Jin. He's in the back right when you're watching the video and he is slightly smiling. He's super cute. Just when he wags his fingers to say, oh no, I just love it.
No.
And then also I want to point out his pre-chorus part in front of the streetlight. So this is the streetlight scene and he kind of walk/hops bounces like a rhythmic bouncing walk behind the rest of the members who are like crouching down and walking forward in mm-hmm. front of him. And he does spirit fingers at us when he's like walking by.
His head is just like barely skimming over the other members' heads.
It's like they were really, when he passes behind Namjoon, it doesn't really clear. Like, mm-mm. part of Jin totally gets cut off. And it's really like they were like, all right, let's keep mm-hmm. going. Like, that was good. It's mm-hmm. fine. So I kind of love that. Like, it's not perfect, you know, but it's like, it's them. It's so them. Like, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This choreography reminds me a lot of the Go-Go choreography during Taeyang's verse.
It reminds me of DNA. Remember in DNA where they like crouch forward and they move their elbows? In this, they're just like crouching backward a little bit and mm-hmm. moving. So it reminded me of that, but they're not rotating. They're just kind of walking in a straight line away. But anyways.
So at 2 minutes and 37 seconds, we get a close-up of Jin. And he smiles so widely at us and he points out at us and right at the camera. And he gives this very subtle but not so subtle wink. And it just melts my heart. And I just felt my stomach drop into my ass. But so when Namjoon's verse comes and the members are watching him on the couch, Jin is holding a red rose, which, hello, boy in love vibes, and he tosses it behind him when Namjoon comes up on stage, and he hops up off the couch and runs out towards the stage. And this reminded me of DNA when Jin jumps up off the couch and then just runs out of the shot randomly, and the members all look so confused, like, where the fuck is he going?
Why is there always a couch?
I don't know why there's always a couch.
DNA, I need you.
Spring Day.
No, not DNA. Oh, yeah, DNA. That's the one you just said. I'm dumb. Spring Day, Run, fucking Boy with Love. Anyways. So the last thing that we want to point out about Jin is that during Namjoon's verse, when they're all standing in a straight line on the stage, they're like dancing in a straight line, Jin is in the middle of the choreography, which is always great to see.
He's center.
Yes.
We love.
We stan. So next up is Yoongi, Min Yoongi. I just have a quick note at the beginning of this is that he's in a fucking hat, okay?
Yeah, in the pink outfits. Yeah.
Oh, and you know, I love Yoongi in a hat. He looks so fucking good. It's ridiculous. And so love it. Yoongi in a hat. Yeah.
And his pink outfit is just, it's a lighter pink. And I think since everyone is just in this very bright, hot pink, flashy outfits, his really stands out with the hat and the light pink.
Yeah.
So during the chorus in the diner scene, we, at the very beginning, when Jungkook goes in the middle, we all get this beautiful high kick that we have, you know, that we all know in the choreography. But we just have to point out how high Yoongi's kick is. Like, maybe he just got a lot of practice from Idol, but his kick is very high.
Very high.
He's also a king of shoulder rolls during the choreography. And the thing about Min Yoongi's dancing, and this is something I have strongly felt about that I have just preached to Kayla over and over, is his incredible skill to be able to isolate his body parts and his muscles. I don't think he gets enough credit for this, so I'm going to bring attention to it.
Yes.
But when they all drop back in the choreography, they all drop back their right shoulder and then they roll just that shoulder. And some of the members are doing a little bit of body rolling too, but Yoongi manages to keep every other muscle in his body perfectly still. And he's just moving the muscles in his shoulder when he's rolling it. Mm-hmm. And it's so perfectly still. It's so well done. Like, your eye is drawn directly to his shoulder. And this is just a reoccurring thing I'm going to mention again later on at a particular point. But he is so good at it.
I love this part because he just totally steals your attention in that moment. Because, and he's not even anywhere close to like the middle of the shot. He's just there. You have to watch him. You have to look at him because the way that he's controlling his body is just, underappreciated, like you said. And
underappreciated.
Needs to be brought to our attention. So I want to talk about the couch outside. It drops, they all run towards it. And to start his verse, Yoongi pops up from behind the couch. And in that moment, when he pops up, we're instantly transported into an all black room. There's only light on Yoongi, and he's rapping his amazing verse, which, like we said, we will touch on next week. We love this verse. So not only do we get him in this scene dancing on a piano, but we also get a few incredible close-up shots of him. So what really struck me when watching this is that I just feel like the piano dancing is so perfect for Min Yoongi, our passionate pianist. Like, at the risk of being bleeped, dare I say, it's I mean, it's just, it's the perfect setting to represent who he is and like his, you know, his first love and the way that he hops up and down along the piano, freestyling his dancing and just like totally in his own element rapping. I just love it. And at this time also,
I agree. I agree. Yeah. The dancing on the piano, this verse in combination with this verse. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. it's an acceptable use of the word.
Absolutely.
We also have to say that we love when he is dancing on this piano. He puts his hands in his front pocket like an old man and kind of like shimmies forward. And it's just only the thing that he could do and pull off. Like nobody else could pull this off. Mm-hmm. Also have to mention these close-ups, because in these close-ups of him, the contacts, the color contacts that he's wearing match his hair. So we have that color coordination going on, and his expressions are just so handsome and captivating. And he's smiling. He's making eyes at the camera. He's biting his lip a little bit.
Yes, he's giving it to us. He's
playing a little coy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love the lip bite that he does. It's so subtle and it's during such a sexy verse. Man, yep. I cannot wait to talk about this song and Yoongi's verse because it is wrecking me. Mm-hmm. But he is serving major visuals here. And the way that he sways his head back and forth, looking deep into the camera, smiling a lot. I mean, he's smiling during his entire verse. I love this part. This part of the song, this part of this music video, Yoongi, everything that we're getting to see. Thank you, Yoongi, for delivering. So at 2:46, this is the streetlight setting. They're in those white yellow outfits. They all grab their buckles, and this is where I'm going to mention the choreography again and Yoongi's amazing skill of being able to isolate his body parts and his muscles. If you go to this part, I mean, this is like a must go to 2:46. Please go look at it, because they all grab their belts to roll their hips for this choreography. And oh, Yoongi's upper body is perfectly still and your eyes cannot manage to stay up. They stray down to his flawless hip sways that he's doing. It just looks so exaggerated because of how still his upper body is, and it looks really sexy.
Yeah, and it's not like, I feel like we see this choreography move in a lot of their dances where they kind of grab a belt buckle and do like a little hip sway, but clearly Yoongi has mastered it to make his the most effective and like stand out, because His hips are the only thing that's moving, and it really exaggerates the movement.
Mm-hmm. So like we always say, he's just so cool. It's not that he's not hype for the music video. His movements are just he looks so chill throughout. Like he never loses his chill, but his dancing is just as phenomenal as all the other members.
Of course it is. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So next up is J-Hope or Hoseok. J-Hope! So the first time that we really see him in this video is when he's dancing back up for Jimin's part at the beginning. Mm-hmm. He does a wonderful job. And then I need to mention that although during Jin's verse, he's handsome and wonderful, you need to peel your eyes away and you need to look at fucking Soap in the background, because they're looking at each other and they are like giggling and smiling right at each other and like pointing at each other. So cute.
We get to see it perfectly right in front of us when they did the performance on Saturday Night Live. We really got to see that super special Soap moment.
I love it.
So when 3J are in that wood-covered room before it pans away into, well, it doesn't pan away, but the room, like, moves away and peels away into that diner scene, Hobie really looks like he has no bones or joints here. He moves with such ease. We've mentioned this so many times, but that choreography where they bend their knees in and bring their knees out and twisting in. It just looks like he has no bones or joints. It's just so fluid.
As always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So throughout the first chorus, he just doesn't stop smiling. And really, when we were doing research, all I kept saying is he just has such a great smile. And it's hard not to notice and just smile. It's so contagious and infectious. But he also, during that kick for the main chorus there, so high, just like Yoongi. And then during the, oh, my, 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 when they pat their bodies and their hands, they pat their hands down their body mm-hmm. and then kick out their leg. After they kick out their leg, they bounce back up for the choreography. They kind of like pat down and then bounce up after they stick out their leg. And Hobie has the biggest smile here. It just reminds me of like when people are on stage performing or doing choreography or dances. Anytime they're performing, one of the big things they tell you is to keep smiling, to have a mm-hmm. good smile on when you're doing it. Or even like people who sing in choir or whatever, they say to just have a smile on your face. And that performer aspect of Hobie really comes through. And
oh, for
it's just
sure.
such a big smile. We love.
I love that. I think like, I mean, it also is just like a testament to his professionalism. Like mm-hmm. that's something that people always say about him is that he's so professional. And that goes along with like having a smile and being that performer, which he's mm-hmm. doing a great job of in this video.
So immediately after 1 minute, 43 seconds, it's right around there. He licks his bottom lip and it's so subtle, super subtle. And you have to be looking for it in order to see it. But it takes him from happy and cute to super sexy instantly.
It is so quick. Like really, unless you're looking for it, unless you go. And if you go exactly to 134, you might not see it because you might not have the same freeze frame. But you mm-hmm. have to be watching and you have to be looking for it. It is so subtle. And it's like, mm-hmm. why did you have to sneak that in?
Yeah.
What did you gain? You know? Anyways.
Yes.
I'm sure that it was like on like I'm sure it was not on purpose. Like
I bet
just
he just
natural.
Did it naturally. Yeah.
So we need to talk about his verse. I love his verse so much. At 2:13, the camera zooms in on him and he sings, "Oh no."
Oh
and,
no.
He looks so adorable. Oh. His eyes like turn into puppy dog eyes and he motions no with his index fingers and his lips are so pouty mm-hmm. and he looks exactly like that watery eyed emoji that he uses on Twitter all the time. Like the mm-hmm. one that Twitter armies have said that's Hoseok's emoji. Like
perfectly replicated.
Oh, it like melts my heart how cute and like adorable he looks.
I really do squeal every time I see it. Like
I
just
can't help it.
Squeeze my cheeks like no.
Literally me right now as we're recording. We also see him kind of like hop skip out of the ticketing booth with Jungkook to continue his verse. And he ends his verse by throwing double Korean hearts. And he's at the same time saying, "I just want to keep you safe." Again, with the biggest smile on his face. It's like, it's such a Hobie line. Like, you know how much he loves us when he does that.
Really, he's just the sun.
God, he is.
Just a ray of light. So during Jin's line, there is a brief intermittent shots of Hobie dancing in the shadows of the lampposts that are all lining the street. And he goes and spins around one of them with his arms outstretched. And he looks so free and so happy. And when he goes to spin himself around the lamppost, I just felt that if any member were to have done this, I'm so happy that Hobie was the one to do it. Because you can't have street lamps and not have someone for the choreography or someone for part of the music video just swing themselves around it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's if I believe correctly, it's a Singing in the Rain reference right there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And like, they can't not have that in there. You're so right. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, our main dancer should be the one to do that. Uh-huh. And I love that he had that little move.
Mm-hmm. So at 2 minutes, 50 seconds, we see a brief shot of Hobie, who breaks character. And I actually it was brought to my attention on Twitter when I saw someone who had found this and posted a GIF of it. But we see Hobie grinning wide with like all of his teeth. I mean, we see all of his teeth, and he looks back at Taeyong, and Taeyong is also cracking up. And I don't know what they're laughing about, but I love that they kept this shot for the music video, even though he's not perfectly in character, completely immersed in the choreography. He's having clearly a very fun time while doing it.
And I think they kept it for, you know, one of the same reasons why they kept Jin and not totally clearing Namjoon, because unless you're looking for it, unless you're one of us, like a crazy army who's combing through to find every single important detail of a member in the music video, you're every probably smile, not going to notice.
Every wink, every tongue slip.
Right. You're probably not going to notice, but I do love that this is in there because it shows their humanity. It shows, again, just like how genuine they are. And I love it.
Yes.
Something that he does on purpose is at 3:45, he smiles and sticks his tongue out. This is when they're all crowded around Halsey and he's like in the background. And through his big smile, he sticks his tongue out. And yeah, that one was for sure on purpose.
Definitely. For sure. Yeah. So no accidents here.
Right. That's the last main Hoseok thing that we're going to talk about. We're going to get into Jimin now. And by we, I should say me, because I'm going to say all of Jimin's part because duh, he's my bias. Mm-hmm. Bethany will say all of Taeyong's part.
Of course.
And I just need to preface this segment with the general understanding that this might be a little bit of a mess because he wrecks me over and over again in this video. Pretty much whenever he's on screen, I really struggle. He kills me the entire time. So please just bear with me.
He's giving it his all though.
Okay. Thank you.
It becomes quite clear throughout watching, doing research, focusing on Jimin. Like, this boy is not quitting.
No. And just to be honest, just to be upfront, our Jimin part and Taeyong part are gonna be a little slightly lengthier than the other ones, just because truly, honestly, we felt like they were more represented in the video. There was just more to talk about.
And we'll kind of talk about this at the end. We find it very kind of different and strange that Jimin and Taeyong were so heavily featured in this music video.
Not complaining, but we will chat about that a little bit later. So we know that my baby starts off the lyrics of the song, and from the first words out of his mouth, he was already serving major visuals. I just cannot get over him with his perfect skin and his watermelon hair. And anybody who wants to debate the name of that hair color, fight me, because it's totally watermelon. It's not coral reef red or whatever other bullshit. It's watermelon. That is watermelon color. Anyways.
So opinionated about that.
You know, something that I tell my students is form your opinion, have your opinion, and stick to your opinion. Because, like, if you're going to believe it, you better believe in it wholeheartedly, because that's what you believe. So anyways, that's why I'm so opinionated. But
about Jimin's hair color.
About his, about everything. So he also has, just in general, this entire time, very prominent, super sexy jawline. And his neck also repeatedly catches my eye because, again, you can see, like, a very prominent Adam's apple that... Just maybe it's like the lighting or the types of shirts that he's wearing, but it's really sticking out. So I just love it. So right at 34 seconds, only 34 seconds,
guys.
I know, but he starts out the song. Okay.
That's true.
Literally, as he's singing his first line, we already have a problem because the pink pants that he's wearing cast large shadows. If you know what I mean. Okay. Large shadows. You can see all of his junk. Just I will post the screenshot.
They're thin pants.
The material looks
very thin.
I was not looking for it. I wasn't. I was just trying to watch it, and it caught my eye. So I'm telling you guys about it. So after the "oh tell me" and during the "oh yeah" part, he does that amazing spin. And when he comes out on the other side of the spin, he has this cute, confident, sexy smile on his face. And his eyes tell us that he knows how good he looks. Like, it's quite obvious that he is very confident and happy with himself.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about that spin is he spins so quickly that when he does, it almost looks like he's falling forward, that he's has so much momentum behind that spin that he falls forward. And that smile looks almost like a little giggle. And it's so perfect. I love that spin that he does there right at the beginning.
Yes, me too. Okay, so the next thing that he does that I need to tell you about, he does that dance move where they turn their bent knees inward and outward. Mm-hmm. And it's like Hobie and Jungkook are his backup dancers. So he lifts his arms above his head and it raises his shirt up. So we get an obvious flash of his lower abs and his obliques. And it's just a fucking blessing. Mm-hmm. Like, also his legs look so good, like in these pants. And like, this really is the dance move for Jimin and all of his stands. Like, we're all suffering over here.
And grateful at the same time.
And so grateful.
Grateful to be suffering.
Right. So at the diner scene and like the first chorus, right at 1:21, again with the times, but it's so important, he's front and center and his arms are raised above his head again. And he's wearing like this thin purpley sweater. And because the sweater is so like light, when he raises his arms up, it kind of makes the sweater come up too. And you can, it exposes his flexed abs that when I sent you a picture, you were like, shit, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any of us were expecting to see that.
We get a lot of tummy slips from him and they're all, of course, accidental, but yeah, his abs are clearly flexed. We can see the muscle very clearly.
It's amazing. I'll post a picture of that as well.
It's detailed.
It's detailed. And really every time that he does the "oh my, my, my" body pat down dance move, especially when he's in the middle and it's his line, he does this big smile. Like, again, he's just truly enjoying himself. They all look like they're having so much fun. So that part, or whenever he does that, another favorite part of mine. So then they go outside in the video, and at 1:44, Jimin licks his lips. So go look at that. Then we see the couch falling from above, and we first see Jimin and Jungkook run towards it and jump over it as if like to sit on the cushions. So Jimin's jump actually has so much force behind it that when he jumps over and his butt makes contact with the cushion, he almost fully stands up again from the force reaction before sitting back down. And as he's sitting back down, he kind of shakes his head a little bit from side to side, and his arms go out and up slightly, just like with the movement, with the force. And he ends up resting his hands on his knees, and it's just so cute. Like, he's trying to be cute right there, I feel like. He reminds me of a little...
He's giving us a break from the sexy.
Oh, thank goodness. he looks like a little baby chick emoji right then. So anyway, super cute moment right there. So during Hoseok's verse, Jimin tries his hardest to steal the show as he dances in the middle of the background formation.
And this is the truth. He is trying his hardest to steal the show. He looks like he's being a little shit about it. You can tell he's purposefully trying to place himself in between him, in between Hoseok and Jungkook, trying to get into the shot as most as he can.
Yeah. I mean, and he has been guilty of this before. I think about the Dope music video when it's Jin's part apart, and Jimin is back there just totally dancing extra and trying to steal the show. It's the same thing happening right now. He just keeps making these eyes at the camera. He's doing this sly, sexy smile, like he knows what he's doing, mm-hmm. shaking his finger at us, hitting his angles, which just does not make it any easier, you know?
He looks mischievous. He does. Like he's up to no good.
Also, like, okay, so when you pause at 2:13 to see Hobie looking so sad and cute like the emoji, just look at Jimin in the background and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That mischievous, sly, perfect angle look coming from him is right at that moment for Jimin mm-hmm. as well. So something that we have to point out, because it's been talked, like Jimin talked about it on like Sirius XM radio interview, was during the Oh My 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 part in front of the theater with Halsey. Mm-hmm. Jimin dances with her in the middle and he looks at her, but she doesn't look back. Like she doesn't make eye contact.
No, but she turns as if she's going to go look at him.
Right. She turns as if she is looking at him, but she is not in fact looking at him. And in the radio interview, he was like, Halsey, you can look at me. Yeah. Like I was trying to like, he feels a little slighted by it maybe. Mm-hmm. But honestly, who can blame her? Like, we have said many times, he's unapproachable.
Unapproachable. In
that I would not be able to like look at him and make eye contact with him like that. I just don't know if I could. Yeah. And he's so good at like, he's dancing so effortlessly right there. And you want mm-hmm. me to turn and look at you when you're doing yeah. it and still get sexy? My dance moves down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why she didn't look at him in the eye, because I would have lost my train of thought.
He's too attractive.
For his own That's fucking good. Yeah. So cut to the street lamp scene in the yellow white accent cut to the street lamp scene in the white with yellow accent outfit, and he's in the middle again. And right at 2:51, he gives us full forehead action with mm-hmm. an aggressive like head flip upward, and you see the whole thing. And then a few seconds later in the choreography, his jacket kind of slips towards his shoulder. But it doesn't slide off that left shoulder like we're used to seeing. And really in this video, he's teasing us with that fucking shoulder. He knows mm-hmm. that we want it. He knows that we're like looking for it. And we're like, he's wearing a jacket. He's going to slip it off. And I don't think he ever fully slips that jacket off of his shoulder.
No, he doesn't.
A tease.
Total tease.
Right at 2:55, while doing a body roll, he does the classic Jimin move, which is running his hand through his hair as if he's trying to seduce us all with a single glance. And
he is.
It's working. It is. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of June's verse, we see a shot of all of the rest of the members on the couch. Like, we see their faces for a split second. And we haven't necessarily mentioned this moment yet that we see their faces, not just their silhouette, because they aren't really doing anything. They're all kind of staring away or looking as if they're unimpressed. But Jimin is leaning forward with eyes very wide open and mouth slightly parted, and he's looking intently at Namjoon as if he's like hanging on every word. And mm-hmm. I just think, I don't know why, you know, like we haven't really gotten into the lyrics to know like what might be being said at that time or like what else that might mean, but mm-hmm. everybody else is looking away and Jimin is looking straight ahead. But, you know, when it's their time to all get up and run towards the stage, they're all instantly very excited, running for him, like full on into it. But it was just something that I noticed that I. So if you guys have any idea what that could be about, let me know, because I don't know. So just to wrap up my little talk about Jimin, it would be redundant at this point to talk about any more specific moments, but at the end, he is wearing this black suit and it looks incredible. He continues to service major looks. He, this entire time, just looks incredibly sexy, cute, alluring, and he has perfect dance moves, and mm-hmm. it's just everything. Everything is wonderful.
everything that is Park Jimin.
So that's my big fat ass Jimin rant about Boy With Love.
He is in this music video a lot. He has a fair amount of screen time and he is putting in 100%. He has the sexy turned up five notches. Yes.
Yes.
I don't blame you for talking that much about him.
Okay.
So moving into Taeyang, who I will probably talk just as much about because Taeyang is also very prominent in this music video, has a lot of screen time, has this bright blue, perfect hair. Yes, like blueberry Taeyang, I love so, so much. And so let's get into all of his moments that we just have to talk about. So as we all know, Tae's the first member that we get a close-up of at the start of the music video, right as the song is beginning. And I just need to mention here that I love how the start of the choreography for this is them flipping their jackets back behind them. It just couldn't be any more powerful how they do that. And then they go into these shoulder shimmies. So that side-to-side, slow shoulder shimmy choreography really showcases just how broad Taeyang's shoulders are. Like, damn, I just think back to Wings era when Taeyang had to show his shoulders back then for the music video, like Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, look at his shoulders then and look at his shoulders now. Just a whole ass man. He has grown up so much.
It's a lot. It's, I mean, and those shoulders are front and center at the beginning and they are very large and prominent.
He's gotten so big. I mean, he's just really grown up so, so much.
He's a big dude now.
He's huge. Fuck. Okay. I'm seriously so overwhelmed by the way he rolls his shoulders, and especially right after this part, they roll their shoulders back and then pinch their shoulder blades together. Like, damn, not to be raunchy, but just imagine what that looks like shirtless. Like seeing
Incredible.
His skin pinched together, his beautiful honey olive skin.
Those big ass shoulder blades.
Okay, moving on. But even after that, he doesn't even give us half a second to catch our breath before he peers over his shoulder. We get a very close up shot of him and he tongues at the corner of his mouth like, why? He doesn't need to do this. He's already destroying us with his gorgeous visuals and his beautiful blue hair. But he has to just get that tongue slip in. And it's
you
like,
knew
oh,
he
really?
Had to. Yeah.
Man, that camera is zoomed in on like directly on his fucking face. You can't miss it.
No, you can't. It's right there.
So after Jimin's, love it. Taeyang's verse starts, and can I just ask who allowed him to move his body like this? He just is perfectly swaying so flawlessly and effortlessly back and forth. He looks so free. And while he's doing it, he's flashing his petal ring at us, which this boy loves his accessories and lives for his accessories. So I'm glad that he got that in. And of course, before the members join him in the shot, he again has to lick at his mouth for the second time. And we're not even 60 seconds into this music video.
He can't help himself. Also, I love his accessories in this. I think that they're just so Taeyang and they really, I think they add to like his general beauty that he has going on. Like, he's so handsome with that blue hair and like his jawline is crazy, but these like soft, like the petal ring, like these soft accessories that he adds that he's wearing are just like perfect little additions to his whole visual look that's going on.
Yeah, it's very hard to describe Taeyang's style, but it all fits and suits him and his personality also well.
Yeah.
So at the start of the chorus at the diner scene, Tae's behind Jungkook and you can tell that he's not even trying to please the camera at this point. He's not purposely trying to sneak himself in like Jimin has during his part. But it's hard not to notice Taeyang, even though he's not really trying to get in the shot. He's not even looking at the camera. He's just feeling himself with this choreography. He's into it. And if we're being real, Taeyang feeling himself is the best and sexiest Taeyang.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he because he knows that he's sexy, like he does it because I think he enjoys it as much as he knows will enjoy it. It's just what he wants to do. And yeah, you could disregard anything else happening and just look at him and be happy in that moment.
He's feeling it. I think he really loves the song and this choreography.
I think so too.
So as the chorus progresses, Taeyang leads the boys out of the diner set back outside to this blue building that's outside, and they hop and skip into the scene, and they're all kind of hopping and skipping behind Taeyang, who started moving them into this new scene. But there's a part where, since Taeyang is ahead of the rest of them, he stops in his tracks. But in this moment, when he stops, his momentum and body are still moving forward. So he holds his arms out to his side and lifts up on his toes before falling gracefully forward. And it's literally the cutest thing. It's so Taeyang. And when he does this, it just allows the members to catch up to him right before going into the choreography. It's just one of the best parts of the whole music video for me. I just love it.
I love it too.
So right after Hobi's verse, we're blessed with another close-up of Taeyang with his hand and arm outstretched up above his head towards the single street light that is turned on above him. And as he brings his arm down just so elegantly, he brings his arm down and across his body. And as he does this, the other street lamps turn on and the other members start to move along with him. And right before he's about to disappear out of the shot, I mean, it's the part where they all kind of bend down and lean down when Jin is coming behind them. Mm-hmm. He disappears out of the shot and he smirks right at the camera. This sly ass smile that ruins us as much as the fucking tongue slips have.
It's just like another one of those things that he's sneaking in there because he knows that it is going to ruin us, that it is like, I mean, it's what we're looking for and it's what we love and it's what he loves.
Kayla, can you see how red my cheeks are right now? Like, I'm blushing just talking about this.
Yeah. Your whole face is red.
So the last thing I want to say about Taeyang, for the remainder of this music video, we get a couple more close-ups of just smiley Taeyang and some faraway shots of growly Taeyang. And of course, I couldn't ask for anything better. It really is the best. I love Taeyang in this music video. I'm very blessed as a Taeyang stan.
He's great. I mean, this entire video for me, I'm either really noticing a ton of Jimin or really noticing a ton of Taeyang because like Taeyang is, I mean, I said this earlier, he's always so handsome and like interesting and like you want to look at him and you want to watch him, but he really does. He is captivating in this. Like, he's so beautiful. And like his style that we talked about is like kind of like fluid, where he can, even in one video, go from like being super sexy and super masculine to being like very beautiful and showing like these angles with the lighting and smiling at us and elegant. Yeah. Just, he's incredible in this entire video. He's really turned it all the way up to 10. What a fucking terrible cliche, but yeah.
So moving on to Jungkook. First time we really get a good shot of JK is when he is walking towards the camera right before the diner scene. It's the pre-chorus. Not to be obscene, but those white pants are so tight that he's wearing. The Jungkook close-ups that we get here are handsome yet simple. He's not being overly expressive with his facial expressions. He's keeping it pretty soft, and he just has a lot of really cute, sweet smiles that he brings us.
Yeah.
But we got to talk about how Jungkook, during the where the couch drops from above, how he hurdles this couch like a professional long jumper. He looks so cool while doing it. He's totally downplaying the amount of effort and skill that is needed to do this. Mm-hmm. And he looks just so, so cool when he does it. And this has become like a gif or a meme. Just how he hurdles this couch. It's terrific.
I mean, his form is perfect, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so tight, so like, well, like, aerodynamic, probably. I don't know. He does look like a long jumper.
It's super smooth.
Super smooth. If anything, he's just super chill in this video. And like you said, he's really downplaying the amount of effort that it took to do that, or the amount of effort that it takes him to do anything in this video.
Another time we really get to see Jungkook is during Hobi's verse. While everyone else is dancing, Jungkook is actually standing beside Hobi, kind of listening inquisitively, and he's playing off of Hobi's gestures, and Hobi's playing off of Jungkook's gestures, and they're just shooting back and forth to each other, just fun, playful kind of mannerisms. And it reminds me a lot of the Love Yourself concert, their VCR that they had together, where they're even playing tug of war at one point, and just being kind of silly and fun together. This is totally what's happening during Hobi's verse, and Jungkook is just, he's not being his hype man necessarily, but you can tell he's just like standing there beside him, supporting him, and and just feeding off each other perfectly.
Which is like a moment where I feel like this is so, like, such a perfect little moment for him to play, like for it to be his, because I feel like that's what he does. I think we know him to be a person who really appreciates his youngs, who really like wants to know what they have to say and values their opinion and their input and their guidance. And I just think that Jungkook is the ultimate supporter. And this just is like the physical representation in a music video of him doing that, like standing there listening to what Hobi has to say and also providing a little bit of backup. So right at 2:56 is really the first time in the video that we feel like we see sexy, sexy Jungkook. This is because in this little shot, he has his chin tilted upward. So it's giving off that kind of bad, unapproachable kind of vibe. And it sharpens his jawline when he lifts it upward like that. And at this time, he also is using kind of these smoldering eyes to look at us. But that really, to be honest, in our opinion, is like the only sexy Jungkook thing.
Yeah, which is so different for him, because we do see a lot of really cute, sweet young Jungkook, but more recently with like Mic Drop and even Idol, we see very sexy Jungkook.
Fake
like
love, grown he shows up his Jungkook. Whole ab.
Yeah, but here we almost go back in time a little bit, and Jungkook throughout this whole music video is really sweet, and he's smiling at the camera, and he just looks handsome and cute at the same time, and he's really not playing up the sexy.
Yeah. So the other thing I want to talk about is that when we see all the boys sitting on the couch looking up at Namjoon on stage, the silhouette of them, Jungkook is the only one who in that shot moves, and he shoots his arms out in excitement when the lights come on and they see Jun on stage. So that's just cute. Again, always the supporter. He loves his youngs. But we do want to talk about how it seems like Jungkook is not as prominent in this song. We noticed he doesn't really have a verse in this song. Like, yes, he has lines. He contributes to the pre-chorus and the chorus. But we talked about that this is very different than what we've been seeing from Fake Love, from Idol, from recent comebacks, from recent albums and hit tracks, because Jungkook really has been the central focus for so long. I mean, there's a word for it, but he's really been like that center.
Traditionally, he's been like the center and the main vocalist. So for him to not be as prominent in this music video, and we really didn't notice it until we did research, because that's really all we have for Jungkook. And we feel terrible. Like, we were like trying to find every little Jungkook moment we could think of. But I think this is saying a lot for the movement and the progression and the growth of BTS that, you know, some of the other members are getting more screen time now or more lines or whatever it may be.
And being like the star of the song, right? Mm-hmm. Or being like more highlighted in the video.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could talk about the many different moments that we do get close-ups of Jungkook, because it's not like he's barely in it, but every close-up is just these soft smiles, reserved, mm-hmm. happy, but not overly smiling, mm-hmm. not overly excited during the choreography. He's yeah. working hard. He's on beat, on rhythm, like doing it perfectly, mm-hmm. but he's not.
Still serving great visuals too.
He looks amazing, but he yeah. looks very sweet. He looks very cute and like kind mm-hmm. and
he
like
he does look happy. Handsome too.
Handsome, yeah. handsome but for yeah, sure. Happy.
So we would love for you guys to message us and tell us what you think, or if we're like totally off track here, totally wrong, please let us know. But this is kind of the vibe that we got. But yeah. again, Jungkook does such a terrific job in this music video, and we stan him and love him.
We do. We love him.
So we're going to briefly talk about Halsey, because she's also in this music video. Mm-hmm. She's not in the video too much, and a lot of people seem to be kind of upset about this, especially with her not being in the song all that too much. But if you do go to the album version of the song, I've been listening on Spotify, she's in it a lot more than yeah. what is portrayed in the music video.
Yeah. In the music video, you guys have to remember, is the Korean release of this music video. So there, and that's not saying that we're going to get like an American release. I really doubt it, but she's just not in it because that's just how it is for that version of the song. But she is in the actual version, in the album version, Spotify version, whatever, like in every single chorus, instead of just being in kind of like the end, like she is in this one. So she looks fab with her big sparkly pink winged eyeshadow and her hot pink orangey wig. Looks just incredible. She's wearing, we pretty much just see her in like that main outfit that she wears in the teasers, like pink crop top and shorts, kind of fuzzy with the duster. And we also see her vibing on the couch with the rest of BTS at the end and then dancing with them towards the ending chorus as well. Mm-hmm. But and she does do the choreography, which is very cool that she learned the choreo. I mm-hmm. saw somewhere on Twitter that the members had said that she worked really, really hard to learn that choreo to do that part with them. So that way she could be in that part. And I just thought that that was very cool that yeah. she felt like it was important for her to learn that and be in it with them instead of just dancing and them cutting in shots of BTS doing the yeah. choreo.
She's just a terrific and talented and inspiring person. And her being in this music video and being in the choreography just contributes to how fun this song is.
Yeah.
So lastly, what we just want to mention is that we have scenes of them all together, but the one that we really want to talk about is when they're all yelling at the end. Boy with Love.
Boy with Love.
It's just, the music is done. It's all over. And we just hear them yelling at the end.
And it's just really cute. Anytime that we see them doing something like this is something that like we tend to really treasure. Some just interesting or things that stood out was Namjoon cupping his hands around his mouth like he got mm-hmm. caught doing at that one awards show where yeah. the camera went on him and he was like
ah! Yeah, and all the members just started cracking up, like laughing at him. Poor yeah. Namjoon.
Yeah. But
another thing that's cute is Hobie yelling and he's having fun and then points at the camera. It's just so cute. Mm-hmm. And Jimin has one arm around Jun and one around Yoongi, and he's yelling with his mouth so wide open. The yell then turns into a bite and then a huge smile accompanied by the best eye smile.
Mm-hmm.
Jimin is always being extra.
I mean, can you blame him? And then Tae has his arm around Hobie and they yell yay so cutely after yeah. they all finish yelling yay. Boy with Love. Yay! It's so cute. It's so, so cute. They're all wrapping their arms around each other and smiling, and it's just mm-hmm. pure joy, which really it feels like overall that's how this song really felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was us covering the Boy With Love music video. We got to talk about the setting and the outfits and every single member and every little detail that entails every single one of their close-ups or verses or whatever it may be. This was really fun research. We love this music video. We love this song. It's really fun. It is the song and album of the summer. Thank you, BTS, for all of your hard work. Thank you, ARMY, for all of your support. Hello. This music video, I have to mention, Boy With Love. It set a record for most viewed music video in the first 24 hours.
Of course ARMY, it did.
You're incredible.
ARMY, we work so hard. Amazing. Yes. We do it for BTS.
Because our boys work harder.
They work harder. Mm-hmm. They deserve it all. And anyway, so we really enjoyed doing this episode. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, or if you have enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there are a few things you can do to let us know. You could write a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. That's huge. It really helps people find us, and it helps us build the prospect of maybe getting sponsored one day. And we really want to thank you guys for all of the kind reviews that we've gotten so far. It just means the world to us that you take the time to write a review. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we go read through them and they are just so kind and so sweet. And you can also let us know what you think, or let us know if we missed any of your favorite moments in this music video by reaching out to us via email or social media. We love to hear from you. It is the best part of our day, the best part of our week when we do hear from you. So please do not hesitate to reach out if you haven't yet. And you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.